I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio today. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you and your support. Well, we'd love to do this radio show. We'd love to come at you every Sunday morning and just talk to you about resources and the businesses in our community that can help you be successful in your goals and whatever it is that you want to do. And that's what we are. We are your home for success and transformation. Whatever you desire, whatever it is you want to do, we want to go alongside you with I've Decided and help you be successful. We'd love to motivate you, inspire you, and just equip you with all the resources that are available right here in our community to help you be successful. And so we have almost 60 businesses who are a part of I've Decided, which is incredible. We're growing, and we're so grateful for them, and we thank them for their support because it's because of them that we're able to have this radio show. And every week you hear me give a huge shout out to our friends over at Junction City. We really, really appreciate the support from Junction City. They are our first presenting sponsor. Alexis Kazam and his family are just amazing supporters in the community in general. And of course, they support I've Decided in all that we're doing. And so we love them and are grateful for them. And so my guest today, I'm so excited, is the lovely Brittany Duffield. She is the property manager out at Junction City. Welcome, Brittany.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Oh, I'm so excited. I always love having you here. I love being around you and Alexis because you guys are so full of energy and just positive vibes. I love the positive vibes that you put off. And I know that's a big part of why you guys are so successful out there.
Oh, thank you. I could say the same thing right about you, too.
Well, thanks, Brittany.
Great partnership.
It is a great partnership. But, you know, every time I come out there, I can be stopping by 3030 just to have coffee. But I'll see your smiling face walking through or, you know, always run into you or Alexis. And before this show actually started, we were talking about the contributions, I guess, to your success out at Junction City. And I said, well, one of them is because you're on site.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of rare for a lot of shopping centers. Our office is right there above 3030 Coffee. So we see our, you know, the business owners almost every single day. We'll pop in and say hi. We see the regulars all the time because we're there every day. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere.
It is a wonderful atmosphere. The parking lot is full most all times when you're out there.
Yeah, it's a funny story because when I first started working there 10 years ago, I remember we would always, you know, look out at the parking lot because it was empty, you know, a lot of the time when they first bought the shopping center. And they had a vision that, you know, one day it was going to be the place where everybody wanted to come and hang out and it would be family friendly. And it's definitely right there today.
I love that story because it's such a success story. Mm-hmm. Having that vision. I love Tony Robbins has a quote, and he said, his quote says that most people underestimate what they can do in, they overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in a long period of time, which is exactly what you just said. 10 years later, your mm-hmm. vision has come to fruition.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. I'm glad to be a part of the team, and it's great to see, you know, Beth and Alexis really happy about where Junction City has come.
Yeah, so that's one of the contributions to the success is the fact that you guys have your office out there, the property manager, which is you, Brittany, and of course Alexis and Beth are out there. On any given day, you can see them walking around. I think that is, like you said, very rare mm-hmm. that you could go to a shopping center and see the owners out there walking mm-hmm. around, the property manager. And of course, you guys are big into shop local.
Yes. You know, I really feel like Peoria is grabbing and holding on to that now. They're really trying to support local businesses. And I think that's also a big part of Junction City's success, is because we have all those loyal customers now that are supporting family-owned businesses.
Yeah, and your loyalty kind of comes, you have an app out there that people can download.
Yep.
And so what does that app get them? Like, if they download the Junction City app, what can they expect?
Well, they can keep up with our events that we have. We have a lot of events throughout the year. There's loyalty programs for, you know, different businesses, coupons, and, you know, it's easy access to business information. All of our businesses are listed on there. So some of them you can even order online.
Oh, wow. And so look, you can use menu. Your app to order the menu, the restaurants that are on the app. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Something for everybody. Well, we are about to roll into the holiday season.
Yes, it's our favorite time of year, of course.
So, fall and Halloween is happening this Tuesday. We're all getting ready for the trick-or-treaters and stuff like that. But what comes after Halloween?
Our favorite event.
And that happens this Friday, November the 3rd. I'm so excited. We always come out there and support that event. And that is...
it's our 12th annual holiday walk at Junction City, and it takes place Friday, November 3rd from 3:30 to 8:30, and it is jam-packed with fun activities for all ages. I'm serious. It is by far my favorite event that we do.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going to be going on out there, because this is a great way if you... how are like me, and every year you say, I'm getting my Christmas shopping done early, out of the way. I don't want to be in the hustle and bustle, but you never do. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect time to do it. Friday, November 3rd, because a lot of the stores are going to have sales.
Mm-hmm.
They do like sidewalk
sales. Yeah,
they do
specials and stuff. Yeah. So during that evening, you'll have different specials inside the businesses. You know, we'll have pictures with Santa, carriage rides, cookie decorating, letters to Santa, a petting zoo pending the weather, meet and greets with Poppy from Trolls, Chase from Paw Patrols, Belle from Beauty and the Beast. The Peoria Public School Foundation is doing a fun project that you can pay to do this activity, and it's called Pancakes in a Jar. And then you can give them to your teachers.
So it's a teacher gift.
So it's a teacher gift. It's so cute. I got to see a little sample of what they're doing, and it is adorable. And then we have live music in the different restaurants and patios. And then the unique twist and twisting crew will be out there doing balloons. And then we have wild style face painting coming out there. So it is really full of fun activities.
For the kids. Whole family. And for the whole family. Obviously, bring your kids.
Yeah.
Bring your kids. Bring the whole family. Come out there. And, you know, speaking of Peoria Public School Foundation, got to give a little shout out to them.
Yes.
Because I know that we love the Peoria Public School Foundation with I've Decided. We love supporting them. And I know that you guys do, too.
Yeah, we are big supporters of the
PBSF. And they have an office out there, thanks to you guys providing that for them. And so when you buy your teacher's gift from Peoria Public School Foundation, so talk about that a little bit, the pancakes in a jar. So they're going to be able to create that. Do the kids get to actually create that?
Yeah, so the kids will actually get to pour the pancake mix inside the jar. I believe they put a bow on it. They'll fill, I think there's a little whisk that they have, or a spatula that they'll, you know, combine with it. And it's cute.
And you make a donation to the Peoria Public School Foundation.
Yeah, I can't remember the pricing offhand, but I want to say it might be $5 for small and then $10 for the large.
Yeah, but
I can't remember.
Donation.
But it's a donation, and it's a fun project for kids, and they'll feel, you know, special because they're actually creating it for their teacher.
And so they create that, and then they can give that for their gift, for their teacher's gift.
Love the idea.
I do, too. I think it's just an incredible idea. So that's one thing. You can come out, get your teacher's gifts taken care of, and support Peoria Public School Foundation at the same time. And, of course, you can have some dinner and music. Is the music going to be in a certain area?
Or? It's just spread out. We have all kinds. We have Mike Cheeseman, Two and a Half Men, Newscats, and then I think a couple others.
Oh, so they're just going to be kind of
spread out throughout the shopping center.
Mm-hmm. I guess it is large enough to have music all over and not really compete with each other.
Right.
And just walk around and have different music everywhere. Now, is there a cost to the event? Or
the event is free, and it's just We encourage people to come out and have fun.
It's free.
It's for the public.
Yeah. If you want to buy dinner, that's up to you. But just to come out and take advantage of all of the sales and
the holiday activities.
Now, of course, this is happening this Friday, so we want to encourage the listeners to come on out and join in on that fun event. But this is just one of many events that you guys do. I know you have all kinds of fun family-friendly activities happening. You started this new trend, like put your phone away night or something like that.
Turn It Off Tuesdays.
Turn It Off Tuesdays, that's what it is. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Turn It Off Tuesdays, you have to turn in your cell phone or any electronic, your iPad, and we have charging stations. So while you're playing games, your phone and electronics can be charging, but it's just a nice break to get away from technology and actually socialize with the people and interact with people that are right in front of you instead of staring at a screen all the time, because you see that everywhere you go.
Of course, in this day and age.
It's nice for us to take a break sometime and just really enjoy the company in front of you.
Yeah, Turn It Off Tuesdays. I think we should make that like a national.
I know. That was Alexis's brainchild idea, and I love it. You know, we had a lot of fun with it this year, and I think next year it's going to be even bigger.
Yeah, Turn It Off Tuesday. I think we should do that. I think we should make a national movement out of that, because you're right, Brittany. It just, we never turn off our electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to have that day where we commit to turning it off. What else you guys got going on?
So we do, we have all kinds of 5K runs, our wine and whiskey walk, which has really gotten big out there. Let's see what else we do. Oh goodness, there's so many, I can't even think of them all.
Is this the last one before the winter season, happening this Friday?
Yep, this is our last one for the season, and then it'll start back up probably early May.
Early May. Well, I want to hear a little bit more about, so you started out at Junction City 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's when the train was still out.
Yeah, the Knockins was still there.
The restaurant actually was still there. And so if you can, just kind of share what Alexis' vision was and how that must have felt going alongside, just watching him as his dream unravels.
Well, when I first started there, I knew that he was really trying, you know, to get people to come back, because it had, you know, gotten so bad for a long time with all the stuff going on at the hotel. And, you know, Alexis bought that property and they tore down that Grandview Hotel. And I actually started right after that big Halloween haunted house took place there. So I missed that and I heard all about it. And, you know, they went through a lot of hard processes to get all the land, because it was many different parcels and owned by different people. So their vision was to, you know, obtain all those parcels and make it family friendly again, because it was an eyesore for the community around it.
It just transformed out there. So his goal was to transform this property.
Yeah.
But of course it wasn't easy.
No, you know, during the same time, they were trying to get the railroad switched to a trail, so, you know, many people could use it instead of one train that, you know, would go back and forth maybe once a week. And so it took years for them to get that new trail approved and installed. And it has been one of the most utilized, I would say, ways for people to get across Knoxville on their bikes and running and walking from Peoria Heights to Peoria.
Yeah, I've decided to ride out there.
Yeah.
We take the trail right there by Junction City.
We've started doing some of our runs on it because it's such a nice trail. I mean, they did a great job on there.
And it's right there at Junction City.
Yeah.
And you guys let people park in the back area back there, no big deal.
Yeah, we are actually adding some more parking right now. If you go out there, you'll see stakes near the trail, because we're hoping that it'll make it a little bit easier for people on the trail to park right there until we get a new building over there.
Yeah, so you guys listening to the radio show today might be getting the news firsthand here before anybody else, and that is, tell us what's happening out there. You got new stuff going on.
Well, we plan on, we're looking at the spring to, you know, maybe start our next building, so we are, you know, looking for some pre-leasing options. So if anybody out there listening is interested in being part of Junction City, I promise we're a fun group to work with.
I promise that too. So you guys are expanding.
We are.
You're growing Junction City even bigger. And where is it going to expand to? Where is it? I mean, give us an idea. Give us a picture of what that's going to look like.
Well, I think the next building that we're focusing on will be in the grassy area next to Bushwhacker, between Bushwhacker and Childers, in that big open area, that lot.
So. And you're just adding shopping center space there that local businesses can rent.
Right.
You, any more restaurants going to go in out there? You're smashing. You can't see her, but that's top secret, I can tell.
No comment.
She's smiling.
But we do have Harvest Cafe coming in, and that is new, and I don't know if everybody has heard that yet, but we're very, very excited about them coming. And
Is that the... That's the restaurant that has all the Harvest Cafe. Where was located before?
Delavan.
Okay, Delavan. I've heard people driving out there to that restaurant.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just so far away that, you know, it's hard for me to go there a lot. But we are extremely, I'll be down there all the time.
Well, what do they serve? So give us an idea of what we can expect from new Harvest Cafe.
It's kind of like the fresh farm to table style. So it kind of depends on what's available, I believe, for some of their menu. And then I heard they have amazing barbecue.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
I grew up on barbecue from the South, so it's like, but like fresh eggs.
Oh, I saw their menu. I was taking a peek at it because it had been a while, and they have some really good options.
Oh, awesome.
You have to come out. It's very eclectic.
So it's like a farm to table kind of restaurant.
Right.
I know people were driving to Delavan to go to the restaurant. So now you're going to get to have it right here in Peoria.
Right.
In Junction City.
Can't wait.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we have a flower shop coming in too. And we're excited about that. I can't say the name quite yet, but.
And you guys, you really don't have a ton of space available out there. Your businesses come and they stay for a while usually.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless there is a...
And if they move, they're relocating within the shopping center and maybe in a new space. And we have a little bit of that shuffling around right now because we had Ellis Home who retired. So there was a little bit of wiggle room for some tenants if they wanted to go to another space. But we really hardly ever have tenants leave. Which says a lot. And we feel very, you know, honored that they are so loyal to Junction City.
Yeah. It's the service. You said it before the show. It's the service that you guys provide. The fact that they can just walk right up the stairs and come talk to you if they have an issue is huge. That's huge, I think.
Yeah.
In a shopping center. We are just so thankful for your support, Brittany, for I've Decided. Mm-hmm. And I just can't sing the praises enough to the community to encourage you, if you're listening, to think about shopping local. Consider spending where you spend your money and where you spend your time and the importance of spending your money within your community.
Yeah.
And I know when Alexis was on the show before, we spent a lot of time really talking about the benefits.
Yeah, it's so important.
Of shopping local in the community. So success. So we contribute that success. Any other factors? Like you've been out there for 10 years, so you've seen a lot of amazing things.
You know, it's just having a vision and not stopping until you reach them. Even if there's bumps in the road, just keep at it.
That's right. So it's not easy to be successful. If it were easy, we'd all be successful over the top, right? So it's not easy. And you know what? That's why we created I've Decided.
Yes.
And so we want to help you achieve success. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. We're so thankful for your support. And we especially love to share our local business resources with you who are a part of I've Decided and just share their stories. Like you've been hearing today from Brittany Duffield. She's the building manager, the property manager, I should say, out at Junction City. And Alexis Kassam and his family own that shopping center. And just do great, great things in the community. Would it be okay if we talked a little bit about APCO and what he's doing with the Peoria District 150? Can you enlighten us a little bit on that as well?
A little bit. I mean, they'll definitely be able to be going way more detail than me. I can kind of give you a broad idea of what they do. But Alexis had an idea of, you know, wanting to involve students because he wants to help, you know, provide opportunity for the high school students in the Peoria Public School District to really get an idea of the, you know, business world and maybe help them understand what their real interests are after, you know, experiencing what marketing and sales and the advertising, all the different aspects of running a business. And they create apps for local businesses. The first one they did was for Mount Holly, and they run that entire app. They had to sell the app to Mount Holly. This was all the students speaking. Alexis and Brian Michael, who also helps run APSCO, they step back and they train the students how to speak to professionals, and they've had to give presentations. So they're learning all these different skills that you would use in an everyday business setting. And they're only in, I think it's 11.
Like sophomores,
yeah,
juniors,
and seniors. So I wish I had that opportunity when I was in high school.
Yeah, that is just absolutely amazing. And then, so they pay these students. They get, this is like a real job.
It's like an internship. Yeah, they get paid for them. They work during the summer. I saw them all the time during the summer, and it was really fun.
They're wearing their little khakis and their red shirt.
They have uniforms. So, they're great. I've got to see them grow in just a short amount of time, and they're really working hard with these students. And now it's become an accredited program or course at the high schools, and other schools are wanting to adopt it.
That's awesome. And the unique thing about APCO is all the profits go back in to the school district.
Yeah, so they do fundraising, and they raise funds, and it all goes back to the Peoria Public School District.
That is amazing. And that is and I say that to say this, again, it comes back to that shopping local. When you spend money within your community, when you go to shopping centers like Junction City, who are locally owned by local families that truly care about what's happening in our community, and they're involved and making a difference. We call them community difference makers. Mm-hmm. And you guys didn't just come in and put up a shopping center and the landlord's in Chicago. That happens a lot of times.
Yep, it does.
I've been leasing business, you know, window front stores for 20 years. And I've had landlords that I'd never met, you know, mm-hmm. and they lived in another state even. And so thinking that I would see them or even talk to them is just wasn't going to happen. So when you shop local, when you spend your money at Junction City, and the funny thing is I'm trying to help people correlate what happens when you shop in the stores at Junction City, it benefits everybody.
Right.
It benefits the local owner who owns the store or the restaurant.
Right.
But for understanding purposes, the storefront, whether it be a restaurant or retail or mm-hmm. the coffee shop or a nail salon or florist or whatever is out there, you support those local owners. But in turn, because you're going out to Junction City, that's actually locally owned as well. Now, they're leasing from someone who lives local that's giving back to the community.
Right. Yeah. He is a huge supporter of the community.
And creating programs like APCO for our school district.
Yep.
And I think that if Alexis isn't going to go out there and shout that to, you know, I say this all the time.
No, he's so humble. He is one of the most humble. Well, their whole family is.
Yeah. They're not going to go out there and tell everyone all that they're doing in our community, because they do it because they care.
Right.
And that's where I say, that's where we come in. You know, we want to let the listeners of our I've Decided Radio show and let the people of our community know what's happening, so that when they spend their dollars, they can think about that. You know, it's about living with that decided mindset, right?
Right.
I decided to support my community. And I think that is huge.
And another way, you guys can support us is by purchasing the Junction City gift cards, where you can use them at any of our local businesses within Junction City. And you can buy those right upstairs at our office, and we're located above 3030 Coffee next to Doc Halliday's office. And we're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. The gift cards, they do not expire, so they're,
can you use them in any store?
Yeah,
all the store, any
at all the stores except for, you know, like Benjamin Edwards, the financials, Beals Cleaners. There's a couple of them that you cannot, but all the retail shops you can.
You can use those gift cards at any of
they're
those.
They're great gifts for any occasion, for holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, whatever. I mean, there's so many options that.
So you
everybody
come upstairs,
can find
the Junction City gift card. Do the restaurants accept those Junction City
they
gift
do.
Cards?
Yep.
So then you can use, then if you buy someone a $50 Junction City gift card.
Then they can use them at multiple restaurants.
Yeah, then you could go eat one day for lunch, and then one day you might go back for coffee, and you can use that gift card for all of that. That's really a great Christmas idea.
Yeah.
And it starts this Friday. Let's not forget. We want to just
mark
come
your calendars.
Have fun this Halloween. Go trick-or-treating on Tuesday. And then on Friday, we kick off the holiday
season. Come meet Santa.
I love it. Come meet Santa. Go trick-or-treating on Tuesday. Put your Halloween decorations away. I always do immediately anyway. Because once Halloween's over, it's like, okay, time to move on to the new season. So put those decorations away. Come on out. This Friday, November the 3rd at Junction City, and enjoy the holiday walk. Get your Christmas shopping. You can get a lot of it done. Enjoy some lovely dinner, entertainment, music all over. There's just going to be fun things for the kids. You do not want to miss this fun day. So plan on doing that. And just really thank you guys so much for listening to our radio show. Thank you for supporting I've Decided and everything that we're doing in the community. I hope you got your tickets to the Motivational Conference. Our fourth annual Motivational Conference is happening Saturday, January 20th at Peoria Civic Center. Be sure to get your tickets if you have not. Visit us at our website, ivedecided.org, where you can check out all the resources available to you through I've Decided and get your tickets for our awesome motivational conference that's happening in January. So you can get started on being successful in your goals, whatever they are. What is it that you want to accomplish in life? You can do it. You just have to surround yourself with the right people, the right support, the right motivation, and you'll be on your way. So thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio today. Brittany, thank you for being my guest. I really appreciate
you. Thank you, and I've Decided for having us. We are so happy to be a partner and sponsor with you guys.
I mean, we are
You're doing
grateful.
Wonderful things.
Thank you. We are so grateful for Junction City as well. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a safe Halloween, and I'll see you on Friday from 3 to 8 out at Junction City. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?